Now to a very different way of presenting difference. About 57 million people in the U.S. live with a disability, including about 500,000 kids. And that's according to a report by the U.S. Census Bureau. Well, Team Supreme is a new superhero cartoon series in development that puts kids with disabilities at the forefront.
I wanted to make something that really let everybody be a part of it. I wanted to have every look, every inclusion of just every type of human being.
That is Joshua Leonard. He's the creator of the animated series Team Supreme, and he's an animator working here in Atlanta with me in the studio. Joshua, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So how did you get started in animation? Is this something you always wanted to do as a kid?
Yes, ma'am. I've been drawing since I was around 3 years old. Always been watching cartoons growing up. And when I finally came to Atlanta, I was able to learn the animation process and just how to put everything together.
Well, why did you settle in Atlanta, by the way?
I'm a Hurricane Katrina victim.
Oh, from where?
So I lived in Biloxi, Mississippi at the time. I'm a military brat, and my daughter's here, so it's a good place to rest.
Wow. How old were you then when you came here?
2014.
Okay. Yes, so ma'am. 2014. And the rest of your family, did they stay around here too?
I came in 2000. I got evacuated in 2005 here. Then
right.
My daughter was born during Hurricane Katrina, and then I went back to Biloxi, and then I came here just to kind of follow her. So now she's 13. My family is military, so they were in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. So all over the place, but you've created this world of your own with Team Supreme.
Yes.
And it makes a really interesting twist on the superhero genre and seems to suggest that you're kind of pushing back against these well-worn tropes. Is that what you're doing in your animation?
Absolutely, and I wanted to go against the grain. I knew it would get a lot of positive feedback, and I've also, you know, you may get some negative stuff. People kind of doubt it. And I think that's why people have never seen anything like this before, because of maybe fear of the sensitivity and how serious of topics this is. So I knew I wanted to take the chance at it.
Yeah, tell us about that. Tell us about the characters that make up the group in Team Supreme. We have the main character, Zeke. What's his story?
Yes, ma'am. Zeke is autistic. All the characters are still in development, but I do know that's my main character. They all have superpowers. I have Thumper, who is deaf. I have Lee, who is blind. And then during certain episodes, I kind of want to introduce new medical differences and just a ton of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to kind of like Marvel has, but I want a universe of these type of people that have a medical difference and just different.
Well, these so-called differences, however, are turned into other abilities. So Zeke, being a boy, he's on the autism spectrum. What's his superpower?
He can solve puzzles, super intelligent, highly functioning. Like I said, we're still developing certain characters. We want to make sure everything is 100% true to life, so we're consulting with people.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that what you do? You speak with kids with these disabilities or people who work with kids like that?
I do, and I speak with people that actually work with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
So when we start the writing process, we're actually going to bring them in and really get a chance to learn from them and make sure everything is true.
Do you have kids with disabilities who are close to you that you know?
I do, actually. I work with people that mm-hmm. have a disability. So I'm able to see how amazing they are and how smart they are and the things that they can do. And that's kind of where I got inspired. Like, a lot of things they're able to do is a superpower to me.
Yeah, it's really something. It's to take this twist and to show. Well, what are you trying to show that people don't normally see when they might look at somebody who's disabled?
Yeah, I wanted to teach everybody, and I definitely wanted to inspire people to go after whatever they wanted to do. I just saw Shaquem Griffin, who got drafted by the Seattle Seahawks,
mm-hmm.
who had one arm, you know, and I mean, I just wanted to really inspire people to go after it, and you can do anything just like everybody can. So,
and one of your characters actually is missing a limb because of a car accident.
Yes, ma'am. He's an amputee.
So it's not just about being born with these differences, but things can happen in people's lives
yes,
that
ma'am.
Change them.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, something that happened in your life, there's a character, Dr. Jackson. He adopts all these kids, brings the team together. He's kind of like the Professor X, I guess,
exactly.
from the X-Men.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, this was based on one of your best friends who was killed.
Yes. Brent Jackson was killed in 2008. And that was my best friend, first person I met when I moved to Biloxi, Mississippi.
Mm.
And that's just me keeping his name alive.
Mm.
He was a great human being, and I thought it was a good idea.
So kind of an homage to him.
Yes, ma'am.
So how can people watch this? It's in development now. I've seen a couple trailers. Is it just going to be posted online?
No, ma'am. It could be possibly Netflix, Hulu.
You're selling it now.
It's definitely going to happen for sure. It could be 2 to 3 years from now, though. Like I said, we're still in the developmental stages. For the people who don't know, I'm actually working with Hillman Grad on the development, and that is Lena Waithe's production company.
Mm-hmm. So you've got this. This is going. People are buying this idea.
Absolutely.
Why do you think it's time for this?
I think we've seen it all. You know, it's time for something different. Inclusion is such a big deal these days. Diversity is such a big deal that I feel like people want to see it. I know I do.
Mm. Joshua Leonard is with us. He's creating a superhero team cartoon. It's called Team Supreme. So you said you came to Atlanta and started dialing in on your animation. You went to the Art Institution. I'm sorry, the Art Institute of Atlanta. What did you learn during that time that helped you evolve?
Oh, wow. I learned so much. I learned how to brand myself. I learned the whole process of animating 3D, 2D, the behind the scenes part of the character design, just all of that, the whole process. And that's why originally I was going to do the whole thing by myself. But now I have a team behind me. So,
well, that's a lot of work. That would take a lot of time.
It is.
You also worked on some projects for Nickelodeon. How did you get connected to that studio?
Branding myself on LinkedIn. And that's the power of social media that I try to tell everybody. Keep it positive. You know, promote your artwork or whatever you're good at, whatever you do. And I went viral on LinkedIn. And as I was going to Home Depot, I had an email from Nickelodeon saying that they wanted to hire me for a freelance job for a character designer on a new upcoming show. So very grateful for that.
What is the scene like in Atlanta for animators?
I know that there is animation studios here. You know, you got the ones doing Archer, Floyd County, Bento Box, Bob's Burgers.
So mostly for broadcast or in support of movies or TV.
Yes, ma'am, for now. But that's why I'm here. You know, we're gonna make some changes.
Well, it's interesting because there are small percentages of animators or people of color. You are an African American man. So what do you think is behind that? Is it a question of appeal or that people don't really necessarily have models in the field?
That's a great question. I think it's a little bit of both. I think a lot of us get discouraged, and I looked at it as motivation, because you only see, you know, less than 3% of us. So it's like, this is ridiculous. Something has to change. And that's where the inclusion and diversity come in at. As far as I'm concerned, I think it's so valuable, especially when you're writing a film. You need each one of these type of people in here to make sure you're getting a great movie or a great cartoon. So that's just my take on it.
What was it that was inspiring you as a kid? Was it watching cartoons?
It was watching cartoons. Like I said, I'm a military brat, so I'm very cultured, I guess. You know, I've met a lot of people. I think it was just watching cartoons. Yes,
what kind of cartoons were you watching?
I was a big Looney Tunes. Big Looney Tunes, Warner Brothers, Daffy Duck, the wittiness, you know, the writing, all the animation. It was beautiful back then. And I'm a frame-by-frame animator, which is, you know, paper.
Oh, right. So you're doing it. It's like hand animation, but you're doing it on computer,
yes,
but drawing by hand.
By hand, yes, ma'am.
Each frame by hand.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Millions.
So basically like a flip book.
Exactly.
Wow. It's a lot of work.
Very tedious.
Well, who is inspiring you now in the field?
My daughter. Hmm. That's a lot of motivation. I have a ton of, you talking about like actual animators?
Well, actually, anybody. Who is inspiring you? You talked about, you know, sort of like branding yourself, sticking to a dream, sticking to your idea.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Ava DuVernay, Lena Waithe, like I said, the new Spider-Man movie.
African-American filmmakers.
I mean, yeah, that too, you know. But at the same time, I see and I meet kids and people. That's what inspires me, like the differences and I try my best to be a good human being, so I try to learn from everybody and use it towards my artwork.
Joshua Leonard, animator and creator of Team Supreme, as we heard, we'll be able to be seeing that soon enough. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you can check out a couple of little clips and more information about his work and Team Supreme at our website, gpbnews.org. Atlanta actor Tim McDonough is going to take us through death, life, and everything in between in his one-man stage piece when we come back after the break. But before we go, I want to share some responses from Laura Relier's conversation about losing her accent. J.E. Nechto said on Facebook, triple accent over here, have to juggle AEVE, African-American Vernacular English, which is still looked down on, Standard American English, and Nigerian Igbo accent was rough. Those who come from multiple cultural backgrounds, we have to code switch between these different forms of accents. Someone else wrote, when I travel through the South, small towns, I'll bump up my accent so folks don't look at me weird. So there's a kind of code switching going on there. This is what happens whenever I visit home. I'm not making a conscious effort to do it, Brian McGraw said on Twitter. So we would love to hear from you. What do you think? Do you code switch your own accent? Do you play it down or play it up in certain situations? You can let us know. We're at our Facebook group. You can go to GPB News on Second Thought. Again, it's a Facebook group, not a page. And then we have OST Talk, at OST Talk on Twitter. Let us know what you're thinking. And we'll be back with Tim McDonough.